感谢主，当我站在这个台上的时候，我有这样的一个想法。
Thank the Lord when I'm standing here, a thought came to mind.
这是教会的一个讲台。
This is a pulpit in the church.
讲员似乎是站在一个很高的位置来俯瞰底下的听众。
The preacher is like standing high on the podium, looking down on the audience.
但是里面的意义是不一样的。
But the meaning is different.
因为这是神的教会。
Because this is the church of God.
所以虽然我站得很高。
So even though we're standing, I'm standing on the podium.
但是这个位置却是一个服侍的位置。
But this position is a position of service.
是一个仆人的位置。
A position for the servant.
就像那位耶稣基督。
Just like Jesus Christ.
他本在高天之上。
Originally he was, up in heaven.
但是他却从高天降卑到这个世间成为人的样式。
But he humbled himself into the world and take on the appearance of a man.
所以每次站在这样的一个位置。
So every time I stand in such position,
我的心里面非常的恐惧。
I'm standing here in fear and tremble.
因为这是荣耀神的时候。
Because this is an hour to glorify God.
我的心里面的祷告就是我愿每一个时刻每一句话都让神得到荣耀。
So this is my prayer that every moment and every word of mine come out of my mouth will bring glory to God.
在这个世界上每一个人都要寻求自己的荣耀。
In this world, every man is seeking his own glory.
历史上很多的君王他们希望自己就是神或者把自己都当做了神。
In the history, of mankind, many emperors wish they were God or pretended to be God.
他们希望自己的百姓来崇拜他们。
They hope that their own people will worship them.
但是最终这些人都灭亡了。
But to the end, all of these people perished.
最终只有一位真神，他降卑成为人的样式来到这个世间。
At the end, there is only one true God who humbled himself and descended into the world.
我们中国人非常讲究荣耀，讲究面子。
Chinese also to seek honor.
我们过去讲五子登科，讲究中状元。
In the past, we have want to seek honors in many fronts.
如今我们来到北美，我们希望得到博士学位，希望找到好的工作。
But today, we like to at least get a PhD and find a good job.
而且去年的奥运会是我们一个巨大的荣耀，我们常常引以为豪。
In last year's Olympics, also became another glorifying event for the Chinese.
中国有句俗话说，人争一口气，佛争一炷香。
Coach says has it that man always fights for respect, just as idols fight for incense.
但是一个事实却是，人的生命如同早上的草，到了晚上就枯干了。
But the reality is the futile pursuit of man's life is frequently compared to the plants which blossom in the morning but withers at the end of the day.
然而世人仍然为了追求这样一个短暂的荣耀，愿意付上任何的代价。
But man still wishes to pursue the transient glory at all cost.
很久以前，在一座山上有三棵小树。
Many years ago, on top of hill stood three little trees.
他们都有自己的一个心愿。
Each one had their own aspiration.
第一棵树看着满天灿烂的繁星，他就说，我希望长大之后能够被做成一个装在这个世界上最宝贵的珠宝的珠宝箱。
The first tree saw the bright and shining star said, I would like to one day become the treasure chest that contains the most beautiful gems in the world.
第二棵树看到远处波涛汹涌的大海，他就说，我希望长大以后能够被做成一条大船，承载世界上最有权威的君王乘风破浪。
The second tree saw the raging sea at distance and said, I would like to become a large ship one day and carrying the mighty kings of the world sail through the billowing sea.
第三棵树看着山脚下忙碌的人群，他就说，我希望待在这个山顶上， 长成一棵参天大树。当那些蛮怒的人们抬起头来看到我的时候，他们就会明白创造宇宙的万物的神是多么的伟大。
The third tree saw the busy people at the foothill, said, I just want to stay on top of the hill and grow to be a huge tree that covers the sky. When these busy people raise their head and see me, then they will appreciate the mighty God who created the universe.
许多年以后，这三棵树长大了，他们有一天都被伐木工人给砍倒。
Many years later, all the three trees grown up, and one day the lumberjacks came and chopped them down.
第一棵树被运到一个地方，他发现自己并没有做成一个珠宝箱，而是做成了一个用来装着牛马饲料的一个槽子，每天有上百头又脏又臭的马来吃食。
The first tree was sent to a farm. To its disappointment, it did not become a treasure chest, but was made to become a feeding stall for the horses. Daily, their filthy, smelly horses come to feed.
第二棵树被运到一个造船厂，他发现自己并没有被造成一艘大船，而是造成了一艘小渔船。不要说乘风破浪，就来行驶在江河当中也是非常危险的事情，所以他被放在一个小湖边，每天就愁眉苦脸。
The second tree was sent to a shipyard. Again, to its disappointment, he was not made into a big ship, but a small fishing craft was laid at the side of the lake. So every day he was downcast and full of complaints.
第三棵树就更惨了，它被砍成一条一条的，被放在一个木头堆里面，再也没有人理会它，它感到很生气。
The third tree was even worse. It was chopped or sawed into pieces of lumber and put in a pile. No one paid more attention to him.
很多年以后，这三棵树都已经忘记了自己的心愿。
So after many years, all three trees have forgotten about their original aspiration.
有一天晚上，那第一棵树做成的马槽像以往一样看着满天的星星，还在心酸的时候，有一对夫妇来了。妇人就要临产，她看见这个马槽，就将生下的男孩放在这个马槽里面。这个时候，马槽终于明白了，在它里面的确装着这个世界上最宝贵的珠宝，他的心愿实现了。
So one evening, the first tree was made into a feeding stall. Was looking at the starry sky, feeling sorry for itself. It came a couple. The woman was about to give birth.And saw the stable, and finally gave birth and put the baby, the infant, in this stable. And this time, this tree finally came to the realization that it indeed contained to protect the most precious treasure in the world. So its aspiration is fulfilled.
第二棵树还在湖边作为一个小渔船发着牢骚的时候，这个时候来了一些旅客，他们上了这条小船就向对岸驶去。正在这个时候，这些旅客都睡着了，突然之间狂风大作，波涛汹涌，而这个小船胆战心惊，他没有信心将这些乘客可以安全地送到对岸。但就在这个时候，那个睡着的旅客醒了，他站起身来斥责风浪，立刻风平浪静。这个小渔船终于明白，他正装载着这个世界上最有权威的君王乘风破浪，他的心愿也实现了。
The second tree, who was made into a fishing craft, was still giving complaints. At that moment, came some passengers. They all got on the fishing craft and sailed to the other side of the lake. Some of the passengers fallen asleep. Suddenly, a fierce storm came, tossed the fishing craft around in the lake. It really feared for the safety of its passengers. At this moment, the one passenger who fell asleep suddenly woke up and stood up and scolded the wind and calmed the storm. At this moment, this small craft became to realize it carries, it's carrying the world's most powerful king. So its aspirations also fulfilled.
第三棵树默默地躺在那里，不安于现状。突然有一天，有人来把它拿走，做成了一个十字架。当他被人背着走向刑场，而且被人唾骂的时候，他真为自己的命运感到悲哀，为自己感到羞耻。就在这个时候，当那个人被钉在十字架上的时候，大地开始震动，这棵树才明白这个被钉死的人是谁。
The third tree quietly lay there, also dissatisfied with its condition. But what could you do? Until suddenly one day, some man came and brought him and took him away and made a cross out of him. So when he was despised by the people, he was still he felt sorrow and shame for himself. In that moment, when the man was nailed to the cross, the earth shook. Then the tree became to realize who that person nailed on the cross was. Then when he saw the people raise their head, saw the cross, then when they saw the crucified person, they saw God. His aspiration also was fulfilled.
基督徒都应该明白，这个故事里面所讲的那个人，不管是他的婴儿时期还是他的成人时期，他就是我们的主耶稣基督。All
those who are familiar with the story would know that no matter the person was in his young age or in maturity, he is the Christ. Our Lord Jesus.
这三棵树的心愿很像我们今天每个基督徒内心对神的一个期待。
These three little trees will symbolize our relationship or expectation for Christ.
有些时候我们希望做一些事情，让我们自己得到荣耀。Sometimes
we like to do a few things so that we can be honored.
然而当我们把这些期待和希望放在神的手中,
But when we put our expectations, aspirations in the hands of God,
神让我们服侍他, 让他的荣耀借着我们被完全地彰显出来。
God, in using our service to Him, will manifest His own glory through us.
耶稣基督来到耶路撒冷,
准备过一夜。Jesus came to Jerusalem for the Passover.
那个时候有很多的希腊人也来耶路撒冷过一夜节。Many
Greeks also came to Jerusalem for the festival.
我们记得在当时很多的外邦人，他们也相信犹太人的神。Many
Gentiles in those days also believe in the God of the Jews.
当时从巴勒斯坦的南部到耶路撒冷，再到北部的加利利，希腊语也是当地一种比较流行的语言。From
throughout Palestine, from the south to north, Galilee, the Greeks. Greek language is popularized.
耶稣和他的门徒都会讲希腊文。Jesus
and his disciples all understood Greek.
而且我们要记得耶稣是从拿撒勒来的, 拉萨勒是当时属于加利利的一座外邦的城市，有很多的希腊的犹太人，或者说讲希腊的讲希腊语的人住在那个地方。
Remember that Jesus from Nazareth is a town in Galilee. That area lived multitude of Greeks, people who speak Greek language.
当这些希腊人听到耶稣的名，他们要来求见耶稣的时候，这个代表一个事实。
When the Greek-speaking people heard about Jesus want to come to see him or visit him, it tells us one thing.
耶稣的名声已经被广泛的传播。
Jesus' name was spread wide.
所以他的门徒腓力和安德烈来见耶稣，告诉他希腊人要来见他。
So his disciples Philip and Andrew came and tell Jesus that many Gentiles would like to come and visit him.
然后就在这个时候，耶稣讲了非常惊人的一句话。
At this moment, Jesus spoke something that's rather astonishing.
就是我们刚刚读到的，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
That is, verse 21 says, the one we read, it's the hour for man, the Son of Man to receive glory.
也许他的门徒听来以为耶稣是要带着这群门徒浩浩荡荡地进入耶路撒冷，登上君王的宝座，并且拯救以色列人。
Maybe the disciples were mistakenly thinking that it's time for Jesus to lead the big crowd of the disciples to enter Jerusalem to ascend to the throne.
然而耶稣却是指着自己的死而说的。
But in reality, Jesus was talking about his own death.
首先我们要来明白耶稣所说这个人子是谁。
First, we need to understand who this Son of Man that Jesus is referring to.
在旧约的但以理书里面，
In the Old Testament, the book of Daniel,
这个人子是一个最终的一个审判万有的一个君王。
The Son of Man is the one that ultimately will judge the world.
在另外一个以西结书里面，
In Ezekiel,
这个人子是将神的话语传递出去的一个先知。
The Son of Man is the prophet that spread the word of God.
而且这个人子将要被神的显明来逼迫，要被神的显明捆绑杀害。
The Son of Man will be persecuted and bound and killed by God's chosen people.
但是这个人子他所说的每一个预言都是要来攻击耶路撒冷和攻击神的显明。
However, the Son of Man, everything he says will be against the Jerusalem and also the chosen people of God.
我们会很惊讶，为什么神高立这样一个人子，而这个人子却是来攻击神的显明，来攻击那个耶路撒冷，神所选择作为自己居所的城市。
You may wonder why God would choose such a Son of Man to attack his own people in the Jerusalem, who God chosen to be the foundation of his temple.
在耶稣基督身上，我们发现这个人子的形象。
In Jesus, we have come to the realization of the image of the Son of Man.
大家记得耶稣是怎么样攻击耶路撒冷圣殿的？他说：“你们拆毁这殿。”我三日内要再建立起来。
In New Testament, we study how Jesus attacked his temple. Jesus said, "You will tear it down, but I will rebuild it in 3 days."
同样，耶稣知道他作为这个人子，他最终要被神的显明捆绑，要被神的显明杀害。
Also, Jesus knew very well, as the Son of Man, he will be arrested and killed by the God's chosen people.
然后就是这样一个被杀害的人子，最终要成为那个新生命的创造者。他可以将新的生命给每一个信他的人。
However, through this process, God will, Jesus will, give people a new life.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血。”就没有生命在你们里面。
And Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I tell, say unto you, unless you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you will not have eternal life."
所以这个人子，他所得的荣耀，是指着他要被逼迫、被杀害，如同旧约的先知一样，最终是将这个荣耀。归给在天上的父神，来成就天上父神所要施行的救恩。
So the glory that Jesus would receive was that he will be killed and raised from the dead, just like the prophets in the Old Testament. But ultimately, God is the one that will receive all the glory.
其次我们要来理解什么叫荣耀。
Then we should study what glory is all about.
在旧约当中，荣耀很多次就是指着神而言，神就是荣耀。
In the Old Testament, many times the glory means God himself.
神可以选择将这个荣耀分享给世人，但是人却不是应该成为被荣耀的主体。
God, although himself is glory, may choose to share his glory with man, but man is not the main subject of such glorification.
有一个最美丽的、最有能力的天使，他的名字叫路西弗，他曾经要得着这一切的荣耀，后来他成为了撒旦。
The most majestic angel,Lucifer once tried to receive such glory, but then he turned himself into Satan.
所以我们知道，荣耀只有归给神，只有这位神才是可以承受一切荣耀的。
So we know that all glory is to be with God. Only He deserves such glory.
其他任何人或者任何被造的想要来得到这个荣耀，成为自己所有的、所私有的，最终都会堕落，承载着非常严重的罪。
So all the creatures, if they try to seek self-glorification, will fall and then receive condemnation.
最近我们在芝加哥的教会有一个会友，他的癌症是后期，医生说他只有一个月的时间。
A member of a church in Chicago was stricken with cancer, late stage. Our doctor only gave him 1 month to live.
他的妻子有信心，而我们教会的弟兄姐妹在为他祷告的时候也有信心。
His wife is strong faith, and so are the rest of the members of the church when they prayed for him.
不少人在为他祷告的时候，就都想到了约翰福音第十一章第四节的经文。耶稣听见拉撒勒的病重了，他听见这个消息，他就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”
When people pray for him, they frequently remember John 11:4, when Jesus said to Lazarus that this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory so that God's Son may be glorified through him.
所以感谢主，我们在为这个会友祷告的时候，我们说神啊，求你就使用这样的一个机会，主啊，让你自己的名来得荣耀。我们将它完全的交在神的手中。
So when God, when we pray for him, we frequently say, God, please use this opportunity to show your glory.
同样，我们今天讲到的题目是说荣耀神的时候。
Today, when our topic is the hour of glorifying God.
我们要思考的就是在我们人生当中，我们怎么样去明白那些时候是我们可以去荣耀这位上帝的，而不是为了抢夺神的荣耀来荣耀我们自己。
So when we talk about the hour to glorify God, we must find out how we can glorify God and not to steal His honor.
这就是耶稣基督下面讲到的一个比喻：一粒麦子不落在地上死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
That leads us to the following phrase that example that Christ gave. If the kernel of wheat is not not buried, it will still it was one kernel. But if it dies, it will bear fruit of many.
所以我们若要服侍神，若要荣耀神，我们就准备要舍弃，要恨恶自己的生命。
So if we want to serve God, we must be prepared to sacrifice our life.
所以说浅白一点，就是说服侍神是一个非常反对人性的事情，是 dehumanize.
So to put it more simply, to serve God actually is to dehumanize man.
举个例子
give you an example.
前段时间在我们神学院有一个讲座，这个讲座的题目是说 Stop Sending Western Missionary, 停止差派西方的宣教士。
A workshop was held in the seminary. The title was Stop Sending Missionary to the West, Western Missionary to the East.
这个现实就是讲，在过去几年以前，很多北美的教会开始从长期的宣教转向投入到短期宣教当中。
It talks about from some time ago, the Western Mission Society has turned their long-term missions into short-term missions.
甚至很多的教会停止了宣教，把一部分的资金交到了宣教基金会去，作为他们对宣教的支持。
And also, many churches stopped their own mission project and turned their resources to the missions organization.
其中背后有这样的一个原因，因为我们要尊重生命。
One of the reasons is that we want to respect the rights of a man.
为什么呢？因为做一个宣教士是非常苦的。
Why? Because it's very difficult to become a missionary.
很多在海外的工厂做长期宣教的宣教士，他们都面临着很多生活的困难，面临着自己孩子的教育的问题，面临着很多如何学习当地的语言跟当地的不同文化进行融合的一个很漫长的过程。
Because being a missionary involves facing many difficult questions, how to deal with your children's education, how to learn a very different language, and how to get acclimated to different climate.
在一个世纪前，在中国云南我的家乡的一些乡村里面，居住着很多的宣教士。
About a century ago, in my own hometown, Yunnan, there were many Western missionaries.
在苗族，在傈僳族这些族群当中，他们去到那边宣教，一待就待十五年。
These missionary worked with the people there and spent fifteen years at a stretch.
特别一些单身的姐妹，年纪轻轻到那个地方，二十多岁出头， 到最后30多岁的时候，整个容貌看起来就像50多岁的人。
Because they exposed themselves to the fury of the element, many single missionary sisters, even though they were 20 and 30 years old, after a term, they looked like they're in the 50s.
我在中国大陆宣教的时候，有一个台湾的姐妹跟我像这样讲。
When I was doing missionary work in China, a sister missionary from Taiwan told me this.
她说，对于一个姐妹来讲，身体最难以适应的就是你得经常的换不同的地方，睡在不同的地方。
She said the most difficult things to get used to is that you have to constantly change our sleep in the different places.
她说这样的一种宣教的生活，对一个姐妹的生理是非常大的一个挑战。所以她说，常常让一个姐妹觉得自己会很容易衰老。
It's a great challenge to the physical health of the missionaries, and that's why young missionary all have this rugged appearance.
但是这个姐妹说，正因为这是神的呼召，所以我才从来没有后悔过。
But she said, since it is the calling of God, I have no regret.
反之过来，今天很多教会热衷于短宣，有的教会的短宣的时间大概就10天，还包括路上的行程、坐飞机的时间。真正在宣教工厂的时间可能就6天到7天。
This is one of the reasons why the church has given up on sending missionaries, but devoted their resources to short-term missions, so they only spend 10 days, the most, and if you remove the traveling time, maybe 5 or 6 days in the field.
一些的美国联系人，他们在假期的时候，他们参加教会的短宣，他们去巴西去短宣，他们说希望教巴西人怎么样打美式足球。
The missionaries, short-term missionary from some churches, the young people participated, and they went to Brazil in order to teach them how to play American-style football.
上次我碰到一个美国年轻人，他说想到我的家乡云南去教他们打棒球。
I even ran into a young mission-minded person. He said he wanted to go to Kunming, Yunnan, to teach them to play baseball.
我说很好，欢迎你来，我们没有一个人会打这个球。
I said, welcome you because none of them will know how to play baseball.
然后我们看到耶稣讲的是，一粒麦子要落在地上死了，要死透了，才能够结出许多的子粒来。
Then we came to the phrase of Jesus, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds.
如果我们作为服侍神的人，我们常常的是顾念自己的生命，是想着怎么样保护我们自己的生命的话，我们就没有办法把神的心意放在第一位。
As a servant of God, if we put our own ideas and try to protect our own rights, then there's no way we can put the word of God first.
有的信徒可能会理解说，那耶稣是叫我们在这个世上不要好好的生活，甚至是你不应该照顾自己的身体吗？你不应该过一个健康的生活吗？
But some people may wonder, you know, when we live in this world, is Jesus saying that we should not be taking care of ourselves and live a good life?
但是我们要特别的注意，耶稣在这里是指着那些要服侍他的人而言的，要跟随他到底的人而言的。每一个跟随耶稣的基督徒，我们都要付上代价。
But here Jesus is referring to those who want to serve him, want to follow him to the end. Everyone who wants to follow Jesus must pay a price.
有一句话讲，命运就如同麦粒，有着三种不同的道路，一粒麦粒可能被装进麻袋，堆在货架上等着喂猪，也可能被磨成面粉做成面包，还有可能撒在土壤里让它生长，直到金黄的麦穗上结出成百上千颗麦粒。
Some people may say that our life's destiny may be like a kernel of wheat that have three may follow three different paths. One is to become a feed for the livestock, or number two, it may be powder into flour and for bread making, or it may be spread back into this field to be cultivated to bear fruits for many, become thousands of seeds.
如果我们在这个世界上太顾念自己的生命，我们就会常常只待在自己的舒适的生活方式里面，来对神有一点小小的服侍。我们在我们自己的 comfort zone 里面来 serve God。
If we too care about our own rights, we may stay in our own comfort zone, even when we want to serve God.
我们不愿意踏出去，不愿意为了上帝而恨恶我们自己的生命。我们认为这是 dehumanized， 这是弃人性化。
We're not willing to step out of our comfort zone to serve God because we think that may be too dehumanizing.
耶稣讲得很清楚，若有人服侍我，就要跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
Jesus said, the man who wants to serve me must follow me. Where I am, my follower will be also.
如果我们要明白什么是荣耀神的时候，我们就要跟从耶稣。他在哪里，我们也要在那里来服侍他。
If we want to glorify God, we must follow Jesus. Where he is, there we will be also in order to serve him.
这个时候是代表什么？
What does this hour signify?
这个时候跟我们做基督徒的身份是分不开的。
This hour of glorifying God cannot be separated from us being a Christian.
这个时候跟神在我们身上的旨意是分不开的。
It cannot be separated from the will of God in our lives.
在旧约里面，约瑟是一个蒙神所喜悦的人。
In the Old Testament, Joseph was a man that God finds favor with.
但是有一次，当他的主人的妻子要来勾引他，和他睡觉的时候，他逃离了。
But when one time his servant's his master's wife enticed him to sleep with her, he ran away.
因为他选择了去荣耀神。
Because he chose to glorify God.
另外一个故事，路德，他死了自己的丈夫，他本来可以回到自己的本族本家摩崖地，但是他却选择跟他的婆婆拿俄米去到一个完全陌生，对他而言是陌生的国家，犹太的伯利恒。
Also, we learn Ruth, after losing her husband, she could have returned to her own country, the land of Moab, but instead, she followed her mother-in-law to a totally strange place, the Bethlehem of the Jews.
她的婆婆劝她说，你离开我吧，你何必跟我一同回去受死呢？路德说了这样的一句话，她说，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死，我也在那里死，若是不然，耶利的神重重的降罚于我。
When Ruth's mother-in-law said, why you follow me and to my own death, Ruth said, your nation is my nation, your God is my God, where you will go, I will follow you.
我们的诗歌本迦南诗选里面，小敏姐妹做了一首诗歌叫路德记，里面最后一句歌词就是说，路德的心能够辨明时候和定力。
In the canon hymns sister Xiaoming wrote a song called Ruth. It says that this lady has the wisdom to tell the proper time and procedures.
有一次，一个年轻的基督徒来到戴德生的面前，他想问戴德生一个问题：怎么样能够去荣耀神、服侍神
？A young believer came to Hudson Taylor, asked him how to serve and glorify God.
这个时候，戴德生突然一拍桌子，把这个年轻人吓了一跳。
So Hudson Taylor suddenly stroked the desk.
这个时候那个桌上有一杯茶水，因为戴德森一拍桌子，结果那个茶水就溅了出来，从杯子里面溅了出来。
On the table was a glass of water, and because of action, it spilled some onto the desktop.
戴德森说，年轻人，你要荣耀神，我告诉你，你就像这个杯子里面装满着这个茶水，平时你的心里面装着的是什么，当这个环境摇动的时候，从你里面溅出来的就是那个东西。
He said, young man, what you're after in your life is like the water in the glass. When the when your environment was shaken, what is spilled is your true desires.
有的人从来不问神在他身上的旨意，有的人总是担心神的旨意太可怕，他不敢问，而有的人常常觉得神的旨意没有我自己的好。
Some people sometimes don't want to ask God for God's will in his life, or not dare not to ask God's will, or maybe he thinks the will of God is not as good as his own.
然而，作为一个真正的基督徒，我们要明白荣耀神的时候。我们需要做以下几件事情。
But as a genuine question, when we want to glorify God, we must follow the following steps.
我们需要在每一天的生活当中和这位神建立一个美好的关系。
To establish a relationship with God in our daily lives.
我们需要允许神在我们的生命的深处做他的工作，来破碎我们，来重新建造我们。
We must allow God in our lives to work in our lives to tear down and to rebuild.
我们需要明白神希望我们成为什么样的人，而不是我们希望去达到一个什么样的目标。
We must know what God wants us to be instead of to have our own aspiration.
当我们与神亲近的时候，我们自然就会明白神。让我们去荣耀他的时候。
When we come near God, we will know how to glorify Him.
在我们的生命里面，我们需要常常的警醒。
We must self-reflect and examine in our lives.
到底在我们里面装着的是什么
？What is in us?
荣耀神不是一个口号。
To glorify God is not just a slogan.
荣耀神的时候是这个世界上的人不能分辨的，甚至有时候连神的显明，以色列人他们也没有分辨出那个时候。
The hour of glorifying God may not be realized by the people in the world, or even God's chosen people may not realize it.
但是那一位神的爱子，他却知道这个时候。
But The God's only begotten Son knows that hour.
他将自己的生命交付，顺服以至于死，使父得到最大的荣耀。
He surrendered his life even unto death in order to glorify his Father.
让我们一同的来效法他，来跟随他。
Let's follow Jesus' example.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.